Yemishnayis Mesechta Uksin. Perek Aleph Mishnalef. Kol Shehu Yod for Loy Shimer. Anything that's like a handle to the pre, but which is not really a shomer, does not really watch it, does not protect the fruit. So metame u metame v'lo mitzdor. Like yad, that's like a handle. Let's say that's the stem or the stalk that you can hold on, or the little the piece that grows out of the apple that you can hold on to the apple. So such a thing, it's metame, means that if a sheretz touches the apple, the stem also becomes tummy. And the opposite way, if a sheretz touches the stem, the apple also becomes tummy. But einu mitzdarf means, let's say the apple, the fruit itself, the pre itself, is less than a kezayis or less than a kebetza. It's not enough, they're not of enough size to be mekabel tumah. So then the yod, the stem, does not include in the measurement to make up the shear of a kebetza. What's going to be a shomer? That's, let's say, what watches the pre, let's say the peel around an orange that watches the orange itself. So then, afal pi shein yod, even though you do not use it for a handle to hold on to the pre, still mitame or mitamo or mitzdar, it becomes tame through the pre. It itself is mitame, it's mitama the pre, and it's included in the shear to make up the kebetza to the mekabel tumah. What's going to be is something is loy shomer v'loy yod, something that's not, does not protect the fruit, and it's not used as a yadi, it's not used as a handle to hold on to the pre, then the locharit is not called part of the pre at all. So loy mitame, for loy mitama. If the pre becomes tame, this does not become tame because of the pre. And if this becomes tame, it is not mitama the pre. And for sure, it's not mitzdarif to a shear to make up the shear of a kebetza. In other words, something that just now stuck onto the pre, it's just stuck there. It's not really there as a yad or a shomer. So then it's not included, it's not at all part of the pre. Mishneh Beis. Shorshei Hashum. The roots of garlic, via psalm of onions, via kaflutais, also type of onions, some say type of leek, some type of scallions. So bizman shein lachim. When they are wet, when they are moist, so they have the same alochis. They're also metama, it's also mesamas mitzaref, is called part of the pre. In other words, these things, the shroshim, they have a loch like a shomer lepri. These things like watch, make the pre grow better. So they're like the Mishnah said before, they're even mitzarif, the mamash like part of the pre. Viha pitmo, the pitim, that's like the stem, the top part of it, that has the flower on it like shalehem. So like you have by an esri, the pitim, that's bein lacha, bein yevesha. Whether it's moist, whether it's dried out, it's also considered part of the pre, and it's metam, it's even mitzarif. Via amud, shul mechuben keneged oichel. Amud, that's like when the pre itself becomes a little bit old, so then in the middle of it, it's like becomes a little bit hard there. And in the middle of it, it becomes like an amud there, and in the middle of it there, it's hidden the seeds. So this is also called a part of the pre. Via amud, shul mechuben keneged oichel. Now, shor shei hachazorim, the roots of lettuce, via tznoin, the roots of the radishes, via nofus, another type of a wild radish. These are all also mitzdarif, called part of the pre. Dibur Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, shayrish tznoin godol mitzdarif. Only the large root of a radish is mitzdarif, is called like part of the pre for the shurma for metama. But via siv shaloi, the small roots that branch off, any mitzdarif, that's not called part of the pre itself. Shor shei hamisna, the roots, some say this means of mint, the hapegum of the row, another type of a growth, the yakas, sort of the vegetables of the field, the yakas, gina, the vegetables of a garden, sha'akoran l'shoslan, if you uprooted them to replant them someplace else. So now these roots are all called part of the pre, it's mitzaref with the pre. The hashidra shoshibolus, and like the central stalk of the ear of a corn, that's called the middle of it. The halavushalo and the husk of it, that's all called part of the pre itself. And this mitzdarif, Rabbi Lezer says, af ha-sig shel ritzofis, even the sig of ritzofis, that's the soft part of this type of a growth, it's also called part of it. Or some say it means the ofer hadak shel shoshe yeret, is even the soft dirt that's around the roots of these type of vegetables, is also mitzdarif to a shear, to make up the shear to makabel tumah. Harielu, all these things, mitamim, if the pri becomes tumah, they become tumah with the pri. Or mitamim, if they become tumah, they're mitamah the pri. Or mitzdarifim, they become part of the shear to make a beitza here in order to be makabel tumah.
Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Elu mitamim, these things become tumah, your mitam, they can mitamah something else. But v'lo mitzdarifim, they don't have a shear. These things are not equal to become a shear to mashlim the shear of a kibetza. And the pshat is, these things are like a yad, a handle, not a shomer. We have in the first Mishnah. Therefore, since it's a yad, if the pri becomes tum, this becomes tum with it. Or if this becomes tum, it's matama the pri, but it's not mistam to make it into a shear. What are these things? These are shorshe hashum, that's the roots of garlic, via psalim, or of onions. Yeah, kaflutas, type of scallions. Is man shen yavesh, when these things are dry, they're not wet, if these things are called like a yad, not a shomer. For yomud, shen the mechuvin keneg reichel, v'omud, that's like something that grows up around it. But not keneg the yechel itself, also it's called like a yad, not like a shomer. For yad ha-parchil, and that's the hands, which that's like the twigs where the grapes are on. So if you have tefach mikan, tefach mikan, like this twig is a tefach on each side, either end, or else yad or eshka is the stem of a cluster of grapes, kol shel man haus, no matter how big it is, was nav shel eshko, or else that's the thin branches of the clusters, which was sheriknon, you stripped it from its grapes, or else for yad hamechabed shel tomorrow, or else the stem of from a palm tree, the palm tree that has dates on it, abotvachim, it has to be long, fortvachim. For konu shel shibolos, the stalk of an ear of corn, shloshtvachim, long three tvachim. These are considered yad, a handle, are not called a shomer. For yad kolan nitzarim, and the handle of anything that was cut off, shloisha three tvachim. The shein dak and the cuts are things that are not a devil to be cut down. Yedeya v'shoshen koshen. Then its handles and its stalks, its roots, is no matter how small it is, it has this aloch, it's makabel tumah metamah. Or maloyin shel shibolis, that's the husk around the stalks. Hareilu metamah, metamah blem tzarf, and all these things are similar like a yad, that if they become tumah, it's metamah the pri, if the pri become tumah, it's metamah this, the husk, but it's not called a shomer to mitzdarif to the shear for the mkabel to the avlocha bebeitza. Yeah, Mishnah Dalad. Elu these things loy metam, they do not become tamei if the pri becomes tamei. Loy metam, if they become tamei, they're not metam of the pri. Loy mitzdarif does not come together to be part of the shear of an egg to mkabel tumah. And these things are shroshe kol se hakruv, that's the stalk of the cabbage heads. Vechilfos. The chilfos is also, that's the young shoots of beets, or the chilfos trodin, that's the shoots of beets, the halefes, that's the turnip, and shadakim ligoza is things that usually you cut down, the neck when you uproot it completely. No, they all become tamei. Or metai, but he says it's toroni, b'shor se kol se hakruv halefes. He only says it remains clean the stalks of the cabbage heads and the turnips. Yeah, Mishnah Hay. Kol yodos, all the handles like oichlam of food, shebosos on bagurin, that they threshed in the barn, so terv they all become tor, it's not real the kabotumah. Reb Yosi mitam Yosi also know, still it's the kabotumah, it's fit to be used. Siga sheleskol, it's a branch from a vine, from a bench, or from our grapes, shirikna, that you emptied off, you took off the grapes, is terech tam makabel tumah in store. Shayim bagag arech, lift over one grape on it, then tumah makabel tumah. Shabit shel tomorrow, over a branch of a palm tree, shirikna, you emptied it off from all its dates, is terech, remains terech tam makabel tumah. Shayim bagag arech, lift over one date on it, then tumah. Vechein bekitni, same thing happens with beans. Sharbet, you have this branch. Shirikni, you emptied it off from all the kidneys. This Torah, Shaya bar gag recht of one bean on it than tummy. Gavloza ben Azayim mit time b'shal poliyov, this type of a bean, the bigger bean, the pull, he owes its Torah. Om entama b'shal kitnis, but from the smaller bean, it's makamu tumma. V'nei shuroitze b'shimushem, because you're so happy with the use of it, the handling it around, so that's luck like a command, like a yad, and therefore it would be makamu tumma. The emission of Vav. Uktsei teino, that's like the stalk, the piece that attaches the fig to the tree. That's called Uksei Tainim Ugregris, or else the dried out figs. Rels via Klusim. That's the stems again of this Klusim. That's a type of a fruit, a sweet fruit. And some say it's type of a fig. Rels via Charufim, that's the boxa. Harel Lamatamim, these things are these things that look like a shomer. And therefore the Makabutum, Matam, the Matam of the Prim. Umitstarif, and the Rels Umitstarif, to make up the shear of a Kabetzim. But these things are considered like the shame of the free. We have Yosem Yosi says, Af oikit the last, the same thing of a pumpkin. The oikit, the stalk that attaches it, is also. And uktsei huagasim, the same thing. These type of fruits, sometimes it's a pear. Vihakrus tamulim, another type of a fruit. Of vihaprishin, also another type of a fruit. Sometimes type of an apple, some say. Voyuz zrodin, another type of a fruit. These things also. That the ukitz of it has a look like a shomer. Ukitz, the last tefach, the handle for a pumpkin is a tefach, up until tefach, it's called like a shomer, the pre. Ukitz kunros tefach, the ukitz for this type of a pre, called kunros, some say a type of a yerek yedua, said a type of a vegetable it was. Rav Lezer, Rav Tzadok, Rav Tifchayim, could even be two tefachs long. It's also called the shomer for the pre. Harelu, all these things are metamim, the makabu tumma. If the pre becomes tummy, these become tummy also. Metamim, they can be metamim the pre. But we learn starfin, these things are not metstarfin. Because these things look like a yad, like a handle, and not like a shemir. The shak looks and all of the type of stems, they do nothing. They're not metstarfin at all. It doesn't come tummy with the pre. And if they become tummy, they're not metamim the pre. Yeah, Perek Beis. Mishnah. Zaysin Shekovshon Betarfayim, if you have olives that you like made chaim that you pickled them, or else you put them in chaimus and vinegar and wine, Betarfayim is with the leaves of the olives, you put them together and you soak them together, Slochus Tahirim, the leaves do not become a chilik of the pre, and it's tor, meaning if the pre becomes tame, it's not metame the leaf, and if the leaf becomes tame, it's not metame the pre, and it's not metame the pre, while if you should like kvosh, because she didn't soak them together, you didn't like pickle them together, Ella Lamara, only because she wanted the olives to look nice, but not because she needed to eat with to hold it or to be a shomer. Kishus shel kishus. Kishus, that's like a cucumber. Kishus, that's the fine fiber that you have around the cucumber. Rels v'yaneit shalom, that's like the blossom on the top of it, the proch, like the flower on top of it, is Torah. This is not called, again, it's not a yad, it's not a shomer, so again, it does not become tummy with the pre. Reb Yudah says no. Kol zaman shilif nei hatagor temeya. Kol zaman, the pre is still by the seller, as he didn't sell them yet, so then he's happy with these things on them, it's called part of the pre, then it would be mekabel tummy with the pre. Here, Mishnah Beis. Kol ha-galinim metamois u-metamois v'leim mitztorfois. Hagalinim means the pits inside the fruit, the garinim, the pits inside the fruit. So metamis means if the pre becomes tamma, they become with it, or if they become tamma, they metamma the pre. Because it's called like yad, v'loy mitztarfus. If you don't have a shear of a kibetzum, these are not mitztarfus, because they're not called the shaymel of pre. Mashenkin galinus sharoitiv, the pits of a roitiv, that means a juicy, a wet, tamara date. So, Afalpi yoitzo, even though if the pit came out of the date, still Mr. Ephes. Here this pit of a wet, fresh date is considered like a shomer to the pre, and therefore it's even mitzarev to the shear of a kibetza. Shal yivesha, let's say it's a dried out date, then any Mr. Ephes, then the pit of the date is not mitzarev to the pre to make the shear, but then it's not called the shomer of the pre anymore. The fig of therefore, Chaisol shal yevesha. Chaisol, that's like the thin peel like around the fig itself, inside the fig. inside a date. So there's choysel sheva yeshiva, to dry it out a date. There's a choysel, that's in store. Because by drying out one, we said there the pit is not called the shomer. So rather this choysel, that's called the shomer. That's this fine membrane that goes like around the pit of the date. In other words, there's the date. Inside is this fine krum, this membrane that goes around it, and inside it is the pit. So if the tamari is dried, then we say the pit is not the shomer. So therefore, this membrane that goes around it, that's the shomer. Therefore, this chaisel shayivesh isn't stored like the shomer. But we shall write it if it's a fresh a date. Then we say the pit is the shomer. Therefore, ain't starved. Therefore, this chaisel is a membrane around the pit. That's not the shomer. Kalinoi shemitzasa yoytzam. Let's say you have a pit that half of it came out of the pre. So shekneged oichem starved. The part that's inside the pre, that's starved. In other words, by a wet, by a fresh date, we're saying now the pits is called the shomer. So if half of it is outside, half of it is inside, so the part that's inside, that is mitzaref. Etzem sheyesh lo bos, let's say you have a bone that has the meat on it. So shekneged oichem mitzaref, the part of the bone that has the meat on it, that part of the bone is mitzaref with the meat to make up a shear. Hoy olav mitzadech, let's say you have meat on one side of the bone. Rabbi Shmuel and Shmuel says, we look as if that meat is surrounding around the whole bone. So around that part, it isn't starved. Only the part of the bone that's mamish by the meat, that part isn't starved. But not the whole circumference around it. Now, these are three types of azov hysaps, that it's the same thing. It's like a reed, that most of it has nothing to it, no food at all. But just one side has there, so that side that has the food, only the opposite, right next to it, that part of this fiber, that part of this hysap is mitzaref to a shear. But the rest of the circumference that doesn't have any food around it is not mitzaref to the shear to make up a kebetza. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Harimoin, a pomegranate, v'yavtiach, a watermelon, a melon, that part of the pre became rotten inside it. So the part that became rotten is not mistarif with the rest of the pre, it's mistarif to a shear of a kebetza. Since it's rotten, it's not bro lachilo, it doesn't have loch, not a yad, not a shem, it's not mistarif. Shole mikan and mikan, let's say the pre is complete on one side or the other side. Venimit menemtsa, the middle part of it became rotten, is again enemitstarif. The middle part is not mitzaref. And in such a case, it means even the tzad, even the two sides of it is also not mitzaref to make up a shear. There's like a hefsek in between. On the right side it's good, on the left side it's good, but in between it's rotten. That like breaks the pre in half. So therefore the two halves are not mitzaref to make up a shear of a kebetza. Ha pitma shall remind that the pitma is the part of the top that sticks out from the pomegranate. Mitzaref, that's called part of the pre that is mitzaref to a shear. The hanetchaloi, but the blossom, the prach, the flower that goes around, that's above the pitmo, that's not mitzaref. Is hanetchaloi is any mitzaref. Reb Lezer says, Reb Lezer oimer, av hamasrei tor. Even the masrei is also tor. Now the masrei, that's even the part, the membrane that goes around the nates, around this outer blossoming. They hold the Torah legamri. It's not even called the yad. It doesn't bring in tumah. It doesn't take out tumah. Whereas the Tanakama holds, yes, it does take out tumah. Does put in tumah. Just it's not mitzaref, but it is called like a yad. The Lez holds no. Afa masrei. Not only is the neis tor, but even this thing outside it also is called tor. Mishnah Dalet. Kol haklipim metamis. All klipis, all shells, peels of fruits. Is metamois, means if the oichel becomes tamei, so the klipa, the peel around it also becomes tamei. Or metamois, and if the peel becomes tamei, it brings tumor into the pre. Or mitzaref, which is also called the chelik of the pre, the peel of the pre is like the pre, it's mitzaref to a shiur of kebetza. Rabbi Yehuda says, sholosh klipa b'botzel. You know, the botzel, the onion, has three type of peels around it. Ha'pnimius, that's the inside of the onion itself. Ben Shlema Ben Kedurim Tzarefes. Whether it's whole, whether it's complete, whether there's a hole inside it, Kedurim means like a neck of a hole inside it, still it's Mistarefes. That's called the pre itself, it was out to the Shiva Kebetza. What's going to be the middle peel, the little arrow of that of the onion, then Shlema, if it's complete, the onion Tzarefes is part of it, it's a Shlema, it's part of the pre, it's Mistarefes. Kedur, if it has a hole in it, though, that part, Enim Theref is not part of the pre. Vachitzoin is the outer thin peel around the onion, Benkach or Benkach Torah, whether it's complete, whether it has a hole, it's not called part of the, it's not a shayna to the pre, it's not Mistarif with the pre. Mishnehei, Hamechatech Labashel. If somebody cuts up food, I'm going to ask to cook it. Are you cutting up onions now? Are you cutting up meat? Amanas Lavashel, you have a mind to cook it. Safa Pish Lemerak, even though you did not finish cutting it up yet, right, the pieces are still attached, you didn't completely cut them up into different pieces. Safa Pish Lemerak, Enechib is not called a chibra anymore. Since you have intentions now to cut it up, slice it up into pieces, it's not called one piece, each piece is separate by itself. Let's say intentions was not to cook it, but you cancel when you're cutting it up. Amanas Lichvash, to pickle them or to soak them in wine or vinegar, for lishloik, or else lishloik, that means some say it's cooking more than regular bishel, it's a bigger amount of cooking, or laniach al hashulchan, and that or else you're cooking, you're cutting up the food, I'm going to ask to put it on the table to eat from, and everybody will take a piece of it. Then in these cases, chibur, all the food is called like one, because really you would want it to still be attached. It's easier to keep it in place, therefore it's called a chibur. His chalafarik, let's say afterwards they start to pull it apart, to pull them apart completely. Oichol sheischol boy, ainu chibur. But the part of food that you start to pull apart, since you're showing your dasa to pull it apart, it's not called a chibur, it's not called attached, we're not making shear of a kebetza. Hoyagoizim shamonim, if we have nuts that you pile, put them together, or else habtsolim shechamorim, also onions, that you gather them and tie them together. So lochra zereil chibur, it's called the chibur as mitzar from kabel tuma. His chalapar, because you start to separate by the nuts, or the fak of a tzolmua, then you start to peel, separate onions, ain't a chibur, then it's not called a chibur anymore. But a goizel v'yashkedim, the nuts and the yamens chibur, that's called the chibur, it's called put together, at shirasim, until you start to crush them. And some say it's talking about the shells of the nuts and the shells of the shkedim, even though you crack them a little bit, but calls them on them a chibur to the oichel, it's called the chibur to the pri, and it's called part of the pri. Unless you break it off completely, then it's not called part of the pri anymore. Yeah, Mishnah Vav. Beitza megugelis, if you have this egg that was cooked a little bit, sometimes they roast it a little bit, it's like soft boiled, then the lochri is ad sheyogus. Like the peel, the shell of the egg is considered a chibur, it's considered part of the egg to mitzar. As long as you do not make a hole, do not crack it a little bit. If you crack the shell a little bit that you could like suck out the egg, then it's not called the chibur anymore. Because then it's not called the shomer. Ushluka, let's say you have an egg that was boiled completely, a hard-boiled egg, then achirasim, then the peel, the shell, is still called the shomer until it's crushed completely. As long as it's not crushed completely, it's still called the shomer, and therefore would be in star of the kabbalah to master a shear or the kabbalah. Now, etzem sheyesh b'marrow, let's say you have a bone that has some marrow inside it, so lochar is chiburat shirasim. It's called the chibur, the bone with the marrow, inside is all called like one, because the bone is called like a shomer to the marrow inside, even though the bone is broken. At shirasim, until it's broken completely, it's broken a lot, then it's not called the chibur anymore. Harimoin sheprod, you have a pomegranate shepardum min shechok, you cut off, you cut the pomegranate, but the garinim inside, it's still mechubra to the klipa. The pieces inside are still attached to the klipa. So that's called the riman shaprod. You took a pomegranate, you cut open. Chibur, still the pieces, is still called the chibur to the klipa, to the outside shell. It's still mitzarif to match the shear. At shiyakish olavakona, until you hit it with the reed, means until you take off the garinim from the klipa, you pull off like a pomegranate, you pull out the pits. You pull out the pieces inside, then the peel is not called the chibur anymore. Okay, it's about a similar thing like this is Shalal HaKoshim. Shalal HaKoshim, that's going to wash them. when he washes the clothing, he likes to stitch them together, they shouldn't get lost. So even though eventually you're going to tear them apart, but kol zman they're attached, it's called a chibur. Same thing for how beged should toughest the klayim. You have a beged, a woolen beged that was sewn something on it with klayim. So even though it's aimed to tear it apart because it's klayim, still chibur. Kol zman it's attached, it's called a chibur. One becomes tama, the other becomes tamei. Achiyaschlat until you start really tantai to tear them apart. Mishnah Zayin. Ala yirokas, the leaves of vegetables. So yirukim, if the leaves are still green, then it's roy to eat them. Therefore, it's start from, it's part of the vegetable itself, and it is matar to the shear. Or levonim, when the leaves turn white already, they're old already, then they must start from, then they're not edible, then it's not called part of the vegetable. Reb Lezim and Sotik Leimer. Ha levonim, it's start from the kruv. The white leaves are still matar to a cabbage. Because you can still eat them. Or the chazorim, however, so the chazeris, that's not the Roman lettuce, or the chazeris though, the chazorim, also the white leaves are mitzaref, because they still watch the yoichel, so called the shayim of the pri, therefore it's mitzaref the kabel tumah, to make a shear. Mishneches, alei bitzolim, the leaves of onion, or v'nei bitzolim, means the inside leaves, or the inside leaves of the onion, and yesh bem rir, if there's some sap inside them, Mishtorim the Kamoishahain. When Mishayah the way it is. If you want to make sure that the shear of a beitz and this onion, when Mishayah with the sap inside is included with the shear to make up a kabeitza. Im Yesh Bem Chalol, let's say it's hollow inside, there's no sap inside but it's hollow, then Mamayach es chalolan. You have to like squash its hollowness to Mishayah the shear. You don't include the hollowness of the onion. Let's say now pas svugonis means you have spongy type of bread. Mishteras b'kamayshe, you look at the way it is right now, even though it's a little holy inside, we still said that the shear of a kibetzah from a kabel tumah. But in yesh b'chol, let's say there's a hole there, there's like a hole, it looks like a bagel, you have a hole there, or even in the bread where there's a big solid hole there, then memayach eschol, you have to press together, it's holy, now I'm starving, now I'm sure the way it is. Visara egol shenispach. Let's say you have the meat of a calf that was swelled up when you cooked it. Or bosas the canish and ismaithrels, the meat of an old animal that shrunk when you cooked it up. Mishtar mekamayshen, look at the meat the way it is right now, and you mishar the size of the kibetza, the way the meat comes in front of you right now, even though one shrunk and one blew up, you mishar the way it is right now. Mishnetes, kishus shenetor biyotzus. You have a cucumber that was planted in a flower pot, v'yotzitz, v'gdilo, and it grew, v'yotzah chutz li'yotzitz, it came now outside the flower pot. Because now you take it out and you plant it in the ground. So locher is tohera. This cucumber remains tor, because the part of it that started to grow outside, not that you planted it outside, just started to grow outside the leaves, started to come big and grow outside, that's yearning from the karka tachtav. That's said like a chibur to the karka, that's the locher. Any food that's mechub lekarka is not mekabel tumah. Even though in a flower pot itself is not called mechub lekarka, but yeah, since it grows outside, that is called mechub lekarka, that would make it Torah. Rabbi Shimon says, Mativ l'tar, what's the purpose of making it Torah? El rather hatomeh b'tumosev ator yeyochel. Meaning Rabbi Shimon says that what's inside the flower pot could be mekabel tumah and remains Torah. Just the part that grows outside the flower pot, that part, if they separate, that's Torah. And that batar yechol, but the loch is not like Reb Shimon. Mishnah Yud, kli galolim. It means a kli made out of the tzoy of a bokor, the junk that comes out of an animal, or kli adoma, or kli that's made out of adoma, made out of clay. Shashroshi mecholim lotzas pen. Let's say you have something growing inside this flower pot, even though there's no holes in it. But if something would be growing, then the roots would go through and make a hole through the kli. So the locher is right now, ein machshir nesas royim. That if any liquid comes on it, it's not huchshi yet mekabel tumah, because these things have a locher as if it's mechub lekarka. And kolzim that's mechub lekarka, even if rainwater falls on it, it's not huchshi mekabel tumah. Now, what's going to be otzitz nokav, if you have a flower pot that has a hole in it, ein the machshir nesas royim. The same thing, it's considered like it's mechub lekarka, what's growing inside it. And even if water falls on it, it's not become mukshla kabutumba. But if you have a flower pot that does not have a hole in it, then machshir es hazroyim yes. If water comes on it, it's machshir mekabel tumah. Kam yishur shneikav. How big is the hole have to be in the flower pot to make it that it's not that it's sliv mechubur? Kedei sheyetzib by sheres koton. That a small root could go out from it. That's how small the hole could be. That makes it now mechubur lekarka. Would not be mechush lekabel tumah. Mileyu ofor atzvos. Let's say you filled up this flower pot with dirt until the top. Hareyu ketavlo shein lo lizbeis. Again, you had this flower pot that has no hole in it, and milayu ofor, you filled it up with dirt atzvos until the top of it. So hareyu ketavlo sitted like a stam flat piece of wood shein lo lizbeis. It has no rim around it. In other words, not huksha kabutum. It's like bottle the shein kli of it, and therefore what grows inside also will not be huksha. The Kabbal Tumah. All right, turn it over. Continue on the other side. Yeah, Paragimel. Yesh tzrichin hechsher veinim tzrichin machshava. Certain type of foods, it needs a hechsher. The water has to come on top of it to make it fit to the Kabbal Tumah. But you don't have to have machshava. You don't have to think that you want to eat it. It's called the food by itself. Certain things, machshava hechsher. You know you need two things. It's not a food by itself. It's only if you have machshava, you have thoughts to eat it. Then it becomes into a food, and behechshir, you have to have water come upon it to be machshir with the kabbal tumah. Machshava lehechshir, there are certain things that you need machshava to make it into an eichel, but once it becomes an eichel, it does not need a hechshir the kabbal tumah. Certain things, lehechshir lemachshava, does not need not a hechshir, you do not need water to come upon it, and lehechshir, do not have to think that you want to make it into a food. And now it's like this, kol eichlem ham yuchod lod, many food that's miyuchod for a person to eat, like our food that we eat, Tzrich and Hechsher, true, you have to have water to come upon it to be Machshir the Kabbal Tumah, but Vienim Tzrich and Machshava, you do not need Machshava, it would be Huchshtak, it's called the food without your Machshava to eat it. Ha'choytzich min odim min abheimim min achaya. If somebody cuts off some flesh from a person or an animal, or min achaya min oifis, from birds, or from wild animals, min avelas oif tami, cut off a piece of flesh from a dead animal, that was a tummy, the veil of tummy, or else we have chelev back forum, or else fats that you find of an animal Torah that's in the forum in the small hick towns, that there people do not eat chelev, so these things are not really called food yet, or else we share koyarka soda, all other vegetables of the field that grow in the field by themselves, and it's not miyuchet for people to eat them, chutz mish markoyim upetrius. Puts from these things the type of a strong onion. Well, some say it's type of wild mushrooms. So all these things, Rabbi Yudam Yudhi says also, chutz mikreshi soda, excluding the kreshi soda, that's like karsi leek that grows in the fields. Fihor gila, another type of a grass, that's food. Vene tacholav, some say that's like the prochem of onim. Kichol, white flowers like milk. So, we have a Shimon Haimer also, chutz min ha-kovyus. That's a type of a min dardar, shemaklif ha-sakit ha-shem, shemavelis ba-haimer tameya. It's a type of a thorn. Rabbi Yosef says, chutz min ha-klusin, excluding the klusin. Klusin, chutz ha-klusin, that's all something that grows, type of an onion. So lochras and all these things that are not excluded is a ray elu, all these type of foods, tzrichin machshava v'hechsher. You first have to think that you want to eat it, otherwise it's not oyin to eat these things, it's not called an oichel. And secondly, after you think to eat it, then you have to have a hechsher, you have to be machshir at the kabbal tumah, water has to fall upon it. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Nivlas behema tmeya b'chol mokum. A behema tmeya that dies. So it's nevela, any place, whether it's big forum, whether it's in the small cities or the big cities, so also it needs a machshava to have the one eat it. Nevela is oif hator, when a bird that's tor dies, nevela, back forum, then in the small towns, because there they're not regil, they usually don't eat it. So tzricha machshava, before it's makabutum, you have to have machshava, you have to have thought that you plan to eat it. But v'yenim tzrichin hechsher, these things do not need its own hechsher. Why? Because they have their own tumah. Therefore, since they have their own tumor, automatically they're tumay as soon as you have machshava to eat it. Nivlas behematur, let's say behematur, when the door is novela, b'chomokim, any place, also you have to have kavana to make it into an eichel, because minastam people do not eat it. V'niblas ha'oif ha'tor. Let's say a bird that was tor, when it dies, then the veil of it. Or else v'ha'chelev ba'shvokim. Fats ba'shvokim. Shvokim means the big cities that have the marketplaces. There, a lot of people come there, so there people eat it. They'll eat this oif, tor, and the chelev, the fat, also they'll eat there. So therefore, einem tzricha machshavim. These play in the shvokim. You don't have to have machshavim to make it to eat, because you'll eat it anyway. And blo hechshav, you don't have to have hechshav, because it has its own tumah. Rabbi Shimon says, af ha-gomel, the same thing applies to a camel, for yihar neves, or to a hare, the ashofen, or the coney, the chazir, and the pig. Okay, so Shimon knows these animals also, people eat them, and therefore even without machshava, they would be hufshar, they have a shema ichol. So Shimon knows even these also do not need machshava. However, the loch is not like a bishim. Mishnah Dalit, Hasheves, that's type of a spice. Some say it's dill. So Mishanos and time of a kdeira, as soon as you put it into a food and it gives taste into the kdeira, is aimed by Mishum Truma. Now you take this dill out, it has no Issa Truma on it. And if a Zahar eats it now, it's not Chayiv, because the ikar of this is for its time, the taste that comes out. And once the taste comes out, it's considered like eights, like wood bilvad, and therefore it has no din, maisers on it. Here's talking about a shevis of maisa that you made into truma, so once it gives time into the kedera, the shevis itself is mutatit, ain't by mishum truma. But, and hua din v'yeinim atam tumas eichlin, it's considered like a piece of wood, so it's not makabu tumas eichlin either. Lulve zerodin, it means the branches of a tree, of this zerodin, some type of a green tree, this is, so it leaves the branches of it, that's called lulvei zrodin, or else we shall adol, that's this type of a tree, or this type of a minyara, type of a vegetable, that looks like a radish. V'alei haluf, or else the leaves of a luf, a wild luf, so a type of a wild onion, it's sharp. Hashaita means a wild one. Is ein ematam tumas eichel, these things people do not eat, it's not called an eichel, and therefore it has no tumas eichlin. Achim toiku, until you make it sweet. But the way it is now, people do not eat it. Rabbi Shimon says, Av shal pakuas ki yotzebem. Same thing applies to pakuas also, means the leaves of pakuas has the same halacha. It's not makabutum until first you make it sweet. The pakuas, these are the peris of the gefen hasoda. Some say it's like small melons that are bitter, has the same halacha. The cold man is bitter, people do not eat it. It's not called an oichol. Only after you cook it up, a pickle it, a soak it, to make it sweet, to make it edible. The Mishnah Hay. Ha-koisht, type of a boysim, part of the simonic terrorist, type of a spice. Ve-ha-chemes, there's all different spices. For roshay b'somim, the heads of the b'somim, of the type of spices, which is ha-tiyah, ve-ha-chiltes, ve-ha-papolim, sharp pepper, ve-chalas charia, also all type of different spices. So locher is, nil-kolch in the case of maisev. You have money of maisev sheni, you appoint the maisev sheni onto money, the din is supposed to take the money to Yishlayim and buy food there. You're allowed to buy these things. These are called food for Maisa Sheni. But still, V'yeinim Matam Tumas Eichlin, they're not called real food to have its own Tumas Eichlin, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. And the Svar is because it's not edible by itself. It's only meant to spice other things. Therefore, for Maisa Sheni, it's called food because it spices other foods. But for Tumas, it has to be for itself by itself. That's Rabbi Akiva's Svar. However, Amr Loi Rabbi Yechna ben Rabbi Yechna says back, no. In Milkoch and Mekes of Meisim, these things could be bought for a Kes of Meisim. What Mipnei Ma'in and Matam Tumas Eichlin? How come you hold it's not Tumas Eichlin? It should be called an Eichel for Tumas Eichlin also. The Inain and Matam Tumas Eichlin doesn't have Tumas Eichlin on it. If it's not called an Eichel for that, if so, Afheim Loyloch of Mekes of Meisim should not be able to buy it for Meisim either. In both things, it's called an Eichel, either yes or not. The Loch with Akapaskin, it's neither. It's not called an Eichel by itself, not for Meisim Sheni. And not lekabel tumah. Mishnah Vav, hapagin. These are figs that were not ripe completely. That's called hapagin, unripe figs. V'habayser, it's unripe grapes. Rabbi Akiva matamot tumas eichlin. Rabbi Akiva says these things still is called an eichel, and there could be lekabel tumas eichlin. Rabbi Yechna ben Uri yomer, mishiavoy li'aynas ha'maisers. No, it has to be big enough to come to shiat mechuyev ha'maisers. Then it's called an eichel to matamot tumas eichlin. And some say that's Mishahishkol Lispash, even earlier, as soon as it starts to become ripe. But the loch is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Pritzei zeisim v'yanovim. These are means hard ones or bad ones. Bad olives or bad grapes. So they shamei metam. Shamei says still it's called v'yochus makabel tumo. Ubei still metam. It's still no. It's not called v'yochus tohor. Ha ketzach. That's type of a spice that you put inside lechem. That's kamoin. So be shamay matar mashamay says this is Torah. It's not called lechem by itself. It's only meant to put the taste into other things. It's not meant to eat itself. This not makabel tumah. Be silu matamim. Be silu has no. These things are matamol because it's regilim to put it into the lechem and you eat it. And therefore, it's called an oichos makabel tumah. Vechein lemaisa is the same thing. This machlekel for the plant. The same thing for maisa. That if it's a mechui v'maisa, it's called an oichla, not a mechai v'maisa or not. But according to Beis Hillel, it will be mechai v'maisa. Mishneh Zayin, hakor, that's the type of a tree, that's an eitz rach, it's a soft tree that adds on to the palm tree every year, and people eat it. Some people call it the heart of the palm. That's called hakor. It's a reyu k'yetzach hodav, it's called like a tree for all things. Therefore, it's not makabel tumas eichlin. Elo, Shu nilkach bekesef ma'aser, but you're not a buy with kesef ma'aser, because the ma'aser, some people do eat it. Kofniyos oichlin upturus mina ma'asers. Kofniyos. Some say this is the uktsei hatmon. Some say it's lucas. It's like the stem of the dates when it first starts to grow. So that's called kofniyos. So oichlin is called an oichl. But still, the pturus minamaisis, you not eat it. But it's part of minamaisis, since it's not nigma, didn't finish its bishul, it didn't finish its growth yet. Therefore, it has no chiv maisa, but it is called an oichel lekabel tumah. Some say this kofnius is not unripe dates. So, that's the salacha that's called an oichel, but it's part of minamaisa. Mishneches, dogim mei mesan lekabel tumah, fish. When are they mekabel tumah? Called the man a fish is alive, it's not mekabel tumah. So when like is a fish called dead, that's mekabel tumah, mekabel tumah is eichlin on it. So Beishamim and Beishamim says, Mishi etzaydu. As soon as you capture it, since it does need chita, as soon as you capture it, as soon as you like catch it, it's called like it's choshev, it's called like it's meis, it's mekabel tumah is eichlin. Even though it's still flapping away. But Beisil leimer no mishamu, so only when it dies, then it's first mekabel tumah, not before. It depends if it could live in the way it is right now. You took it out of the water, so even though it's flapping and moving around now, but if you would throw it back into the water, it would die, then it's called dead right now. But if you throw it back into the water, it would still live, then it's still called alive, it's not makabel tumah. Yichur sheltenom, that's a young branch from a fig tree, a branch of a fig tree, and it has figs on it. So shenifshach umura beklipa, she was pulled off the tree, but still it's a little bit mechuber. It's like shell of the tree. It's mechuber. It's still attached to its branch right now to the bark of the tree. Like you pulled off a branch, not completely. The bark is still attached to it. So Rabbi Kiva Yudim Mitar Yudol is still called mechuber lekarkas not makabel tumah. V'chom Amar no im yochel lechayis. It depends. If it could live the way it is right now, since it's still called mechuber. But the way it is right now, it's not going to live. It can't grow anymore. So that's called like it's tallish, like it's off the tree. But then it would be mekabel tumah. Tfuah shenekra umura afilu b'sherish katan tahira. You have this tfuah, you have this wheat that was uprooted, like pulled off, but it's still more, it's still attached a little bit, even one root. Even if one small root is still attached to the ground, that's still called mechuber karkas, not mekabel tumah. It remains Torah. Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Tes. Chela behema Torah, the fats, the trefa fats of a behema Torah, Salochar is Eina Metama Tumas Nevela, does not have Tumas Nevela on it. It's only Tumas Nevela is only upon the basar of it, not upon the fats. The figure of Therefu Tzorach Hechshem. It has to have Hechshem Lekabu Tumah, because it doesn't have its own Tumah. What about Chela behema Tumeya, the fat of a behema Tumeya? That's metama tumas nevela. No difference between its basar and the fat. They're both awesome, so they both have tumas nevela on it. The thing of therefore ain't a tzar hechsher. You don't have to make a hechsher the kabel tumah water because the tummy anyway has its own tumah. Dogim tumayim treifa fish the chagovim or treif grasshoppers, chagovim tameim, tzrikim machshava. These things need machshava b'kvorim. In a small town there, because there the people do not eat them minastam. So therefore, you have to have machshava, have a mind to eat it, then it'll be mekabel tuma. Mishnah Yud, kiveres devarim. That means a beehive kiveres devarim. Shab Lezer, Lezer says, harei kakarka. Has a symbol of like karka, and therefore it's nikna bekesav shtar v'chazok like regular of karka, and therefore, so he's talking about a kiveres of a beehive that's muhagave karka. It's not mechuber to the karka. It's just lying on top of the ground. Shab Lezer holds it has the same halacha like the karka. And therefore, the case from the left, Prusbo, we go on Shemitah, if you want to stop that the loan should not be Shomat, you give over your shtaros like the Bezdin, you write a Prusbo. But you have to have some karka to write a Prusbo. So if you only own this, that's called like you have karka, you can write a Prusbo on this. And Vienna Makabel's Tumma of Mekoyim, it's not Makabel Tumma, where it is, since it has nothing like karka, it's not Makabel Tumma. Means Kozmat, it's on the ground. But if you'd move it away, about it, then it would be mekabel tuma. It would be roi to fit lekabel. For your roi to men of a Shabbos, somebody draws out the honey from the beehive on Shabbos, is chayiv chatis, a chayiv chatis, because it's called like yoika dove migdulei. That's Rebbe Lezer Shita. The chomer and the chomer say, no, ain't a karka, no, it's not considered like karka, since it's not attached to the ground. And therefore, if you ain't kais from a left prosbol, you cannot write a prosbol on it. And therefore, mekabel is tumah mekayim. It's mekabel tumah where it is, even though it's on the ground. It's not called mechub lekarka. And therefore, the haroidi memento b'shabbos. Somebody pulls off the honey from the beehive on Shabbos. You put there's no issue the raisa. That's not still like your dover nigadulei. Chalos devash. Let's say the honeycomb itself. Chalos devash. The honeycomb may misayim metamis mishumashka. When does that loch of a mashka to mekabel tumah? Like when does it become a reach in the tumah? Like all mashkin that goes a chomim, that when something touches mashka becomes reaching the tumma. So that's this chalas tavash. When is that? So beisham yomim mishe yecharcher. Beisham says from the moment one smokes out the bee, she yecharcher. We take out the bees. You do something to make the bees fly out. Like you smoke it. So that's called a mashka. Then the honey, and then it could become reaching the tumma. Well, Basilim Mishirasik. Basil says no, it's only when you break up the honeycomb, when to remove it from the hive, then it has a shame mashka, then it'll be mekabel tumah. Then it could come like a mashka, be mekabel, become into a rishon l'tumah. The last Mishnah, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shum Levi says, Osed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahan Chalachot Tzadik V'Tzadik, Shalosh Meyos V'Yasar Olamis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would like inherit to the tzaddikim, each one of them, 310 different worlds, different alamas. Sehar v'nodish nema, the Pasuk says, Lahan chil oyev ayesh, Hashem will be manchil, inherit to the oyevim, to the tzaddikim yesh, and yesh is gematria 310. Meaning to say that loylam habo losted, a tzaddikim will have 310 times more enjoyment there than this whole world. And the warehouses I will fill up. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Lo imotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik brocho li Yisrael elo hasholom. What a tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu find that should keep brocho in Klal Yisrael elo hasholom. Meaning the more shalom we have, the more shalom the person is, the more brocho Hashem could put into you, could put into the mativ, could put around you. But you need shalom to make brocho come. Shneva the Pasuk says, Hashem oizli amayitain, Hashem yivorach asama v'asholom, Hashem gizoyitz, Hashem giz brachas to Klal Yisrael, but Hashem yivorach asama v'asholom, Hashem gave the bracha through shalom, meaning the more shalom we have, we are, that's the more of a bracha Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us. Slika mesechta uksin.